As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, July the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly, and workable solutions advanced as we can find them and where we can find them. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Oh, boy. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All of that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, our homepage, and or go straight to oraclebroadcasting.com to access our show archives, the other broadcasters' archives, and so much more. Precious metals this morning. Decline deepens as summer doldrums set in. We'll talk about that briefly. Top Secret America, we'll go there as well. BP, Macondo Cap Holdings, City of London, the Lord Mayor. Yeah, all that's on my browser today, if it'll cooperate. The shadow government, fact or fiction, we'll maybe revisit there and look once more at this 1099 IRS filing fiasco. Of course, if we have time, which we may or we may not, in the latter part of the broadcast, we'll visit once again with John Stuart Mill and get a little bit more wisdom from his writings on representative government. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning, Tuesday, July the 20th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $2.10, continuing its decline. Trades at $1,182 an ounce. Silver losing 5 cents in early trading at $17.56 an ounce. Platinum down as well, off 10 bucks at $1,497 an ounce. And palladium off 8 bucks in the spot market at $436 an ounce. The lows and the highs this morning in that gold spot market: $1,174.80 for a low, $1,085.90 for a high, about a $10 spread in there. But at $1,182, your gold is up year to year, $232.90 for a 24.54% return on your investment. So there you go with that. London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London, if you haven't visited the London Bullion Market Association's website, you might want to check that out. We're going to be going to the City of London today, all right? They set the price this morning, fixed the price of gold at $1,181.50. We're trading just above that at 9 o'clock a.m. We'll be right back. Much more to come today.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out our market report again. Out of New York City, active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a bloodbath. It's red ink all across the board here this morning. But we find gold trading down another $2.10 at $1,182 an ounce. Silver off 5 cents at $17.56 an ounce. Platinum off 10 bucks at $1,497. You know, it was almost $2,000. Palladium, likewise, going down. That was close to 500 not long ago. Off 8 bucks this morning, trades at $436 an ounce. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 1,174.80 for a low, 1,185.90. For a high, not so good, going down and down here. The London Gold Fix, again, the boys in London, London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London set the price at $1,181.50, and so far, the price has held true to their fixing. The SPDR gold shares overnight, unmoved by this decline, they're still holding 1,314.21 metric tons, ostensibly, in their treasure chest, valued at these bullion prices at $49.9 billion on State Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 57, regaining a little bit, but still quite low at 10,154. Will it go back across that 154 and head south? Probably. The NASDAQ up 19 yesterday. 21.98, and the S&P 500 closed up 6 at 1,071. This morning, crude oil off another 25 cents, trading at $76.29 a barrel for that light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket there, moves up 37 basis points and trades out at 83.00 flat. The Forex market, of course, impacted by this as well. The Canadian loonie, this little uptick in the USDX, the Canadian loonie exchanges at 95 cents U.S., moving up 0.09% or 9 basis points. The Mexican peso jumps up 14 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier there is 12.9160 pesos per dollar, so you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. Love all those peas. Euros this morning off 50 basis points. Trade's still at $1.29 down. I think it was at $1.31 yesterday. I didn't check before airtime. The British pound moves down 30 basis points. Trade's at $1.52 against the U.S. dollar. And the Swiss franc up 0.36 at 95 cents U.S. So the Canadian loonie and the Swiss franc are at parity with each other as they close in on the U.S. dollar. The bond market this morning, the two-year U.S. Treasuries bonded indebtedness. The yield on the 2 years are 0.58%. We see this continuing decline in the yield of the Treasuries. The 10-year moves down at 2.93%, and the 30-year is yielding 3.97%. First time in a long time, the mortgage market and the bond market, mortgages are yielding a higher percentage, actually, than the bonds. Yet, nevertheless, the mortgage, the 15-year fixed mortgage, moves down from 4.16% a month ago to 4.10% this morning. The 30-year mortgages, the fixed-rate mortgages, moved down from 4.8% a month ago to 4.59%. Of course, we're seeing gold dropping to the lowest price in 8 weeks in London as demand slows down. This article off of Bloomberg, written by Nicholas Larkin, an author that a writer that I've read quite a bit at many of his articles on air before, writing for Bloomberg New News, July 20th, 2010. Gold declined to an 8-week low in London on speculation that investor demand for the metal as a protection of wealth will dampen. So he's, I don't really think. I don't think he's a gold bear. I think he is kind of bullish on gold, but he tells it like it is. The metal fell for the fifth day, the longest losing streak in almost a year, and is trading 6.9% below a record set last month. If you can remember, that was right up in the 1265 range. The dollar was 0.2% higher against the euro before stress test results this week from European banks. The U.S. currency earlier slipped to the lowest level since May the 10th. Quote, gold safe haven appeal, they always talk about the safe haven appeal, has started evaporating following a strong rebound in the euro. Well, I wouldn't get too excited yet. Anyway, it continues here. Unless we see a renewed flight for safety, it's unlikely that gold would retest the June highs anytime soon. Of course, this is being put out by Andrei Krukhenkov, an analyst at BTB Capital in London. Andre, go back to Russia. Gold for immediate delivery lost as much as $5.97 or 0.5% to $1,176.97 an ounce, the lowest price since May the 24th. It traded at 1,077.95 at 11:19 a.m. in London. The metal for August delivery was 0.4% lower at $1,177.80 on the COMEX. And, of course, right now, at least as of 9 o'clock a.m., it was running 1,182, so it's going up above where they were at a little bit further. Continuing, European regulators are examining the strength of 91 banks to determine whether they can survive potential losses on sovereign debt holdings, and those results will be released on July the 23rd. Spanish officials, including Finance Minister Elena Salgado, said last week they're confident about the results of the stress test on the Spanish bank. I don't know if that's like a revisiting of the Inquisition, anybody clamped up in the Iron Maiden and being revolved around on the wheel, but that's what the Spanish people like to do, especially the Waldensians and other Christians early on in their history. Gold regained with the dollar in the previous three quarters as the euro slumped 16% in the period against greenbacks. blah, blah, blah. Moody Investor Service cut Ireland's credit rating. See how they're destroying everything in the world into this box here. Moody's Investor Service cut Ireland's credit rating one level to a capital A, lower A2 yesterday. I said AA2, I suppose. Citing a significant loss of financial stress, strength, blah, blah, blah. Assets in the SPDR Gold Trust, the biggest exchange-traded fund backed by bullion, were unchanged. We report on that all the time, but it's nice to see them reporting on it as well. When prices fell below $1,190 on July the 16th, the buying response from the traditional physical hubs was quite significant, and volumes to India were the sixth largest our sales desk in Switzerland experienced so far this year, UBS analyst Ed L. Tully said today in a report. Physical buyers are prepared to buy gold on a day when the metal experiences a large intraday negative swing. What does that mean to you? When it's down, buy the dips. When it's going up, sit back and hold tight. Russia's central bank added 200,000 ounces to its gold reserves last month, increasing its stockpile to 22.8 million ounces, it said today in an emailed statement. Silver, for immediate delivery in London, lost 0.3% to $17.54 an ounce. Platinum was 0.7% lower at $1,501.50, and palladium was down 0.7% at $441.58. So we keep an eye on the commodities, keep an eye on the gold, the silver, and all of the other precious metals as we continue to go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt globally. Here's a little bit of an interesting note, again off Bloomberg's yesterday's news, late afternoon. America's AAA rating is cut in the land of bubbles. Well, we'll find out about where is that land of bubbles, and may I have a glass, please?
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So you might think it a bit peculiar that the land of bubbles would be China, but so we find that it is, at least in this article, William Pesek writing, as is a Bloomberg opinion piece, and as you know, opinions are much like elbows. We're all born with more than one, and they're easily bent to suit the purpose at hand. But he writes for Bloomberg this morning. This is William Pesek, or Pesek. Moody's Investor Services, Standard & Poor's, Fitch Rating can't be happy. Last week, the world's credit rating giants got scooped on the biggest rating decision, whether to strip the United States or the U.S., or U.S., of AAA status. Worse, the U.S., you know, we learned all about that corporation language yesterday. Worse, the U.S. was downgraded by a company that few people have ever heard of, and a Chinese one at that. While Moody's and S&P ignore the wreckage that America's finances have begun, Beijing's based Dagong, that's like Dong Gong, global credit rating company, is uncorrupted by the system that enables developed world debt addicts. Isn't that nicely stated? Thank you, William. Debt addicts to appear fiscally clean. It rates U.S. debt as AA, two levels below the top grade. Dagong is right to turn the world of A minus and capital B lowercase AAA little one on its head, even though rating China higher than the U.S. is hubristic at best. Anyone who thinks China deserves a top rating or is devoid of debt landmines isn't looking very hard, Mr. Pesek writes. In its first foray into sovereign problems, Dagong raises some vital questions. One is whether ideology in favor of the West has more to do with the ratings than the ability of governments to repay their debts. I'd say that a debt repudiation is coming in American history, or the future. An alien arriving from outer space. What's with this, William? An alien arriving from outer space might take one look at America's balance sheet, conclude it's an emerging nation, and buy Indonesian debt instead. I don't think the aliens are stupid enough to fall for that gambit, do you? The same goes for Japan and its demographic time bomb. France, Germany, the UK possess challenges that might necessitate lowering ratings if true objectivity were to enter into the mix. Dropping the ball? It's been a humbling 15 years for credit raters. They completely missed the 1997 Asian crisis. They were asleep at the controls as the dot-com bubbles burst. They lavished top ratings on junk and helped turn the U.S. subprime crisis into a global one. They were slow to fathom Europe's debt fiasco. Dagong chairman Guan Jianhang is absolutely right when he says, quote, the essential reason for the global financial crisis and the Greek crisis is that the current international rating system cannot truly reflect repayment ability. And that's the truth. When you're dealing in fiat currencies, when you're dealing with funny money, when you're dealing with money that's backed by nothing except for the good faith and credit or the full faith and credit of somebody else, you're playing in a swimming pool you'd be best to get out of. New York-based hedge fund manager Jim Chanos of Kinikos Associates Limited says the massive stimulus efforts that saved China from global crisis of 2008 are creating unbalanced growth. They're fueling bubbles and maybe setting China up for a bad loan debacle worse than Japan's. And then it just goes on, talks about booming China and about Japan and all that. And you can find the article up on Bloomberg this morning. This is another article off of Bloomberg. Airbus and Boeing, we talked about that in regards to the AIG and leasing just the other day. Well, here we go. Airbus and Boeing double orders on leasing demand. Now, this is not the same discussion as to whether or not we should take the tankers for refueling and spraying chemtrails on America from Boeing or Airbus. This is slightly different, but Airbus and Boeing double orders on leasing demand. This is by Susanna Ray, Andrea Rothman, and Rachel Lane. I guess they gave the three girls a chance to go and write a story and enjoy the air show. Anyway, Airbus, SAS, and Boeing Company announced 189 orders on the first day of the Farnborough Air Show, more than double the total from last year's event as leasing companies return to the market after the recession. Remember, AIG is big into, that would be American Insurance Group, big into leasing. Airbus won contracts yesterday for 122 planes worth $11.6 billion at list prices, while Boeing logged in 67 orders valued at $7.5 billion, 67 planes. So that's going to be good news for the people out there in the Red Barn in Seattle and Tacoma as the Boeing plants start churning out these aircraft. They had 69 and 9 respectively at the 2009 Paris Air Show. So you can see it's up quite a bit from 122 and 67, at 122 and 67, up from 69 and 9 respectively. That's quite a bit of business. Leasing companies led by General Electric Company's GECAS unit accounted for 151 of the contracts, eclipsing the business done by airlines. Of course, GE also owns Vetco Gray, the manufacturers of the riser pipes that are involved in the Macondo wells. Anyway, the biggest airline orders was from the Emirates. Okay, the biggest airline order was from the Emirates. That would be the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. These are all emirs or sheikhs of Arabi, which agreed to buy 12 Boeing 777-300ERs or the extended range with a list price of $3.3 billion. Of course, if you've been following this discussion that we've been having and following up the links, if you haven't seen what the United Arab Emirates does with the interiors of their Boeing 777-300ERs, you just owe it to yourself to take a peek. Hot tubs, harem rooms, the Grand Casa all on the second floor, cocktail lounges. Oh, baby. Much was written about the leasing company's demise, but not only have they survived, their portfolios have performed remarkably well. Mike Cave, the president of Boeing's finance unit, said in an interview, quote, "You're also seeing private equity come in and start up a new new leasing companies, so the aggregate appetite to be in the leasing business is as large as ever." And I would have to say that in today's financial marketplace, where profits are up and bubbles are bursting, you might want to lease your deluxe private jet as opposed to buying one. Well, here's something that we're all going to have to buy. BP keeps its wells shut as the leaks are found inconsequential. Again, Bloomberg News, Jim Poulsen and Allison Bennett, team writing, July 20th, collaborative writing project here. BP plans to keep its Macondo oil well in the Gulf of Mexico shut today after the U.S. government found that leaks at the site pose no threat. So the U.S. government found that leaks at the site pose no threat. So they're assuming the liability here. They found something. They said no threat, and BP keeps its oil well closed. So it's not going to be on BP's head. It'll be on Thad Allen's and then on your pocket and mine. The escape of methane gas is inconsequential, and pressure inside the well is slowly rising. A positive sign that BP won't need to reopen it and discharge more oil, National Incident Commander Thad Allen said yesterday at a press conference. A seep 3 kilometers or 1.9 miles away isn't from the well, he said. BP shut the wells atop the Macondo on July the 15th for a pressure test to determine the integrity of the well, which had been leaking for almost 3 months after an April the 20th explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. Pressure yesterday was at 6,811 pounds per square inch, Allen said. Now, that's considerably higher yet than I thought it would come in, somewhere between 1,500 pounds, but it's even at 6,800 pounds, which is a lot. It's so far below some of the hairball stuff that's been in the blogosphere, it just makes them all look like Pinocchio. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we've returned once again, taking a look at this article off the Bloomberg website this morning in regards to British Petroleum and the Macondo well. They've got the well cap down there. They've got the triple stack of valves, 40 foot, a double joint of pipe standing on top of this thing, all bolted down and nice. And pressure, here's a quote, pressure slowly building is a good sign, close quote, said Daryl Burgoyne, director of Louisiana State University's Petroleum Engineering Laboratory. The seeps could, quote, be a leak. It could be biogenic gas. Gas could be created by bacteria. Yeah, and the sky could be falling too. Chicken Little. There's a lot of big could-bes, would-bes, could-have-been, would-have-been, should-have-been, and wanna-be. BP rose as much as 2.9% in London trading before erasing gains to 0.4% lower at 386.15 pence as of 11.06 a.m. local time. So we always go right back to BP profiting. The stock has gained 27% since June the 25th when it hit a post-spill low. All right? So Tony Hayward and Goldman Sachs and Vanguard Group and all the rest of them selling at the top, get out, they wait, and now it's dropped back down. Now the stock has gained 27% since June the 25th. You buy at the low and ride it back up again. Well, that's the way money's made. When you're dealing with a Ponzi scheme, it's still about 40% lower than on April the 20th, the day the blowout on that rig started the leak. But, of course, if you sold at the top, you don't care how much lower it is than the top because you sold at the top. It's up 27%, and that adds up to dollars and cents. Seal shut. BP and the government said before the test, the pressure of about 8,000 pounds per square inch would be established the well as safe to seal shut without the threat of leaks. Okay, so they're a little bit, about 1,500 pounds, which is a considerable amount of pressure, by the way, about 1,500 pounds below where they wanted to be, but they're starting to see some stability in the oil pressure they've got. Scientists are divided over why the pressures remain low. Allen said some hold the view the pressure dropped as the reservoir of oil and gas was depleted by the 87-day gusher, while others think it signals an unyet-detected leak, blah, blah, blah. And then it continues. Additional monitoring, they're going to do all that, blocking the flow. They're still looking at bringing this oil to market. BP is exploring whether mud can be injected to block the flow of the oil and gas, Senior Vice President Kent Wells told reporters in a press call. That would be a static rather than a dynamic top kill, he said. BP failed to kill the uncapped well in May as the gusher ejected 30,000 barrels of drilling mud, golf balls, and rubber scrap intended to stop it. What a mess. What a mess. I wonder if they're going to be required to clean up the mud line, the shore of the sea floor there with all those golf balls and scrap rubber. Anyway, it's a very different situation when you have the well shut in, he said. We can pump at low rates. We can keep it at low pressures. The company said yesterday it stands to resume burning about 8,000 barrels of oil a day aboard the Q400 or 4,000 vessel and to collect as much as 25,000 barrels a day aboard the production ship, the Helix Producer 1. BP is continuing to work to connect two other vessels that would bring total capturing capacity to as much as 80,000 barrels a day. And to resume surface collection, BP would have to spill oil into the Gulf for several days to reduce pressure enough for the ships to handle the flow and clear the well of any sand that may have collected, Allen said. And so that is that. Let's see if we've got anything else. Yes, let's pick up this one over here. Now, for those of you that have seen Lee Rogers' production, The Power of the Purse, you may have noticed that Alexander Hamilton's original bank became the Bank of New York Mellon and exists today. Here's an article about the Bank of New York Mellon. Certainly haven't heard much about the Bank of New York Mellon lately throughout all of this crisis. Well, it's largely because it's a different kind of bank. The world's biggest Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, the world's biggest custody bank. Now, we're going to find out what a custody bank is in a moment in this article, said second quarter earnings more than tripled on higher fees for overseeing and managing investor assets. Overseeing and managing investor assets. Apparently, that's what a custody bank does, but let's go on. Net income climbed to $658 million. Or 54 cents a share from 176 million or 15 cents a share a year earlier. The Bank of New York Mellon said today in a statement from New York, analysts expected earnings of 55 cents, blah, blah, blah. Bank of New York Mellon joined State Street, the third largest custody bank, in reporting higher profit after a 12% gain in Standard & Poor's 500 index of large U.S. stocks in the year through June the 30th, where they lifted assets and fees. Income from lending cash and securities is being squeezed by the Federal Reserve's decision to keep its main lending rate close to zero since December of 2008. That's also lowered profit from fixed income and forced firms to waive fees on money market funds. So it seems to me that the decisions being made by the Federal Reserve are making it more and more difficult for this form of banking to exist. Here's a little quote. They are at the mercy of rates and the environment is against them. You know, so you can ask yourself, well, too big to fail. Bank of New York Mellon, been around since Alexander Hamilton. All right. Are they squeezing these guys out of business, making room for J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs? Possibly. Again, they're at the mercy of rates and the environment is against them, said Richard Bovey, a Lutz, Florida-based analyst with Rochdale Securities, LLC. Bank of New York Mellon reported earnings before the start of regular U.S. trading. Before today, the shares had fallen 8.3%, blah, blah, blah. Not into selling their shares on air. Expanding abroad, both companies have expanded abroad as banks are selling units to raise capital. State Street in December agreed to buy Morant International Finance Administration in the United Kingdom's Channel Islands and the Securities Servicing Unit of Italy's Intesa Sanpaolo S.P.A. The two deals combined added more than $600 billion in custody assets. Be interested to find out more about that. But custody banks earn fees from keeping records. Well, it's certainly something that Goldman Sachs doesn't know how to do. Tracking performance, once again, a black eye for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. And lending securities to institutional investors. Well, there, you know, Goldman shines in that department, including mutual funds, pensions, and hedge funds. Well, Bank of New York Mellon in the first quarter got 74% of its revenue from providing services, service-based economy, right, including custody to investors, and 26% from asset management, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. So all that goes there. That'll give you a little bit of an idea of a different form of banking that is happening in this country. Had some very interesting stuff coming down the pike. let's see what we've got here. We need to refresh that one. I think we should. There we go. Had some very interesting information come out in the in my email box from our listeners. But before we go into the hidden world, I want to bring that out to you. Before we go there, let's go to this article. I'm just doing all kinds of really cool things, at least in my own static way of doing things, on my laptop to bring these broadcasts together for you, trying to use the maximum of the computing that I've got. So here's an article, another one. This has to do with our 1099 tax forms. This article was published by Numismatic News, David L. Gans, Numismatic News, writing on June the 29th, so it's a couple of days out. This article originally printed in the Numismatic News magazine. A blizzard of paperwork could be about to hit numismatics. Now, numismatics, of course, are not your bullion coins. Those are your graded certified coins, and yet they'll have the same kind of trouble as bullion coins would. Passage by Congress of the national healthcare legislation has had an unintended consequences to the nation's coin collectors, vest pocket dealers who buy and sell coins, and larger dealers who are frequent buyers of coins that collectors periodically liquidate as they trade up their collections for better coins or simply to take a small profit or a loss. What has happened is that the effective date of January the 1st of 2012, the whole system of giving and receiving Internal Revenue Service 1099 forms will be turned on its head, and all persons, including corporations who are in business, will now have to give 1099 tax reporting forms for coins and other goods that they sell as well as buy. Now, of course, I've been following very carefully a particular coin broker that I like a lot, and I'm not liking what I'm hearing there, kind of like a lot of, passing the buck, which is unusual on that broadcast. But this is serious until such time as it's repealed. And it may never be repealed unless people get Johnny on the spot and get involved, letting the Internal Revenue Service know during this public comment period that this is not going to fly in your life and that you hope that they will repeal it or create a firestorm of resistance in the Congress. You can imagine how strong a lobby that the Internal Revenue Service might be. There's a bill introduced by Representative Dan Lundgren. This is H.R. 5141, which has gathered over 80 members of Congress as co-sponsors to repeal this section. This is definitely what needs to happen. We need to repeal this and perhaps all of the Obamacare bill. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Radio F. With your host, Jimmy F.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we've returned once again, taking a look at this article from the Numismatics magazine here. Apparently, the Industry Council for Tangible Assets is alerting member dealers and the public at large in the hope that some sense of outrage will lead to a ready modification before the law becomes operational in 2012. Form 1099 is used to report independent contractor income, income from dividends, income from other things, and is one of the reasons why children receive tax bills for work or labor or services performed. Section 9006 of the Patent Protection and Affordable Care Act, Public Law 111-148, signed into law by Barry the Usurper this spring, turns 1099 forms into reporting forms, not only for independent contractor income, what they have long been used for, but also to show sales, gains, and losses on purchases and sales of goods as part of a trade or a business. And then it continues. I've dropped the link in the chat room there. But it is something that we need to be paying close attention to. Payments for property and other gross proceeds. Subsection A, let's see. This is a bunch of other stuff in here. Section, the sections read in relevant part, Section 9006, Expansion of Information Reporting Requirements A in general. Section 6041 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 is amended by adding the following new subsections. And then it lists the new subsections. And so apparently Section 9006, the Expansion of Information Reporting Requirements, subsection A in general, is that part of the Obamacare that brings this beast up out of the darkness and into our lives. So we'll want to keep an eye on that. Here's a little bit more, something different. And certainly it is quite different, because of the nature of this beast. Now, I would be very careful and move and proceed really carefully on this information because of the source, all right? This is titled Top Secret America. It's a Washington Post investigation. the Washington Post, as far as newspapers are concerned, is perhaps a little more credible than others. But nevertheless, you've got to understand that all of this stuff is public notice and that they want you to be aware of something. And that's why they spend time bringing it to your attention so that later you can't say, well, you didn't know. But this is a huge article, and I'll drop the link in the chat room on this again through the broadcast. So if you're not in the BecomeVocalLocal.com chat room, you might pop in over there and pick up on this article. But you can find it out of the Washington Post, or you can just simply Google it and come up with it as well. But here's the article. Now, I'm not going to be able to read anywhere near all of it. This thing just goes on, and this is going to be a continuing thing. As well, so you'll want to be following it as it's exposed. But in all, at least 263 organizations have been created or reorganized as a response to 9/11. This article opens. Each has required more people, and those people have required more administrative and logistic support. Phone operators, secretaries, librarians, architects, carpenters, construction workers, air conditioning mechanics, and because of where they work, even janitors with top secret clearance. Right. This is important. This is part of the putting America to work, by building the greatest spy and networking agencies on the planet in history, ever known to man. Continuing here, with so many more employees, units, and organizations, the lines of responsibility began to blur. To remedy this, at the recommendation of the bipartisan 9/11 Commission, the George W. Bush administration and Congress decided to create an agency in 2004 with overarching responsibilities called the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, as if they have any intelligence nationally, to bring the colossal effort under control. The magnitude of this is huge, folks. It's huge. The first problem, while that was the idea, Washington has its own ways. The first problem was that the law passed by Congress did not give the director clear legal or budgetary authority over intelligence matters, which meant he wouldn't have power over the individual agencies he was supposed to control. This is almost a systemic problem. The second problem, even before the first director, Ambassador John D. Negroponte, was on the job, the turf battles began. The Defense Department shifted billions of dollars out of one budget and into another so that the ODNI could not touch it, according to senior officials who watched the process. You all remember the trillions of dollars that went missing? I wonder if some of those trillions of dollars that went missing from the Pentagon found their way financing this abomination. The CIA reclassified some of its most sensitive information at a higher level so the National Counterterrorism Center staff, part of ODNI, would not be allowed to see it, said former intelligence officers involved. And then came a problem that continues to this day, which has to do with the ODNI's rapid expansion. When it opened in the spring of 2005, Negroponte's office called it all of 11 people stuffed into a secure vault with a closet-sized room a block from the White House. Well, you know, that wasn't going to last. A year later, the budding agency moved to two floors of another building. In April 2008, it moved into its huge permanent home, Liberty Crossing. You might browse that up and see what Liberty Crossing might be. And I'm going to go ahead and jump to the next page and see if it opens. It did. Hallelujah. Okay. Today, many officials who work in the intelligence agencies say they remain unclear about what the ODNI is in charge of. To be sure, the ODNI has made some progress, especially in intelligence sharing information technology and budget reform. The DNI and his managers hold interagency meetings every day to promote collaboration. The last director, Blair, doggedly pursued such nitty-gritty issues as procurement reform. Procurement reform, compatible computer networks, tradecraft standards, and collegiality. But improvements have been overtaken by volume at the ODNI as the increased flow of intelligence data overwhelms the system's ability to analyze and use it. Listen carefully now. Every day, collection systems at the National Security Agency intercept and store 1.7 billion emails, phone calls, and other types of communications. The NSA sorts a fraction of those into 70 separate databases. The same problem bedevils every other intelligence agency, none of which have enough analysts and translators for all this work. So they're gathering all this information, but once they have all of this information, it's kind of like your email box and mine. What the hell do you do with it? Okay? After a while, it becomes so overwhelming that you have to go in and just delete stuff just to have room on your hard drive, right? The practical effect of this unwieldiness is visible on a much smaller scale in the office of Michael Leiter, the director of National Counterterrorism Center. Leiter, Michael Leiter, L-E-I-T-E-R, I don't imagine he's a dual citizen Israeli. Leiter spends much of his day flipping among four computer monitors lined up on his desk. Six hard drives sit at his feet. The data flow is enormous, with dozens of databases feeding separate computer networks that cannot interact with one another. All right? Money at work. All right? There is a long explanation for why these databases are still not connected, and it amounts to this. It's too hard, and some agency heads don't really want to give up the systems that they have. But there's some progress. All my email on one computer now, Leiter says. That's a big deal. To get another view of how sprawling the top secret America has become, just head west on the toll road towards Dulles International Airport. As a Michael's Craft store and Books a Million give way to the military intelligence giants, Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin, find the off-ramp and turn left. Those two shimmering, blue, five-story ice cubes belong to the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Now, remember, I've mentioned many times this idea of the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, GIS and GPS. Geospatial intelligence, that's what it's all about, which analyzes images and maps data of Earth's geography. A small sign obscured by a boxwood head says so. All right? So these buildings are all over the United States, some big, some small, some in a neighborhood near you, perhaps in small town America, certainly found one in Missouri, not too far away. We should be aware of that. When we come back, we'll go into it a little bit further. We'll pick up some other information and perhaps visit with the City of London and the Lord Mayor. Stay tuned.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of this morning's broadcast, went through a variety of economic news, as we love to do, a little bit about British Petroleum, and now we're jumping in this second hour to an initial look at a very important piece of information coming out of the Washington Post. They're looking at Top Secret America, a Washington Post investigation. Apparently, there's going to be a television series pointed at this as well. But you got to let, you know, you just got to know that if it was not intended for your notice as public notice and publicity, you wouldn't be hearing a word about it. So I guess they feel content that they have gotten themselves so big that there's nothing that the American people can do about it. And now they're willing to come out in the open and let you know that the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and all the rest of the hundreds and thousands of agencies built into this network are on the air. Across the street in the chocolate brown block is the Karas Hoft, an intelligence agency contractor specializing in mapping, speech analysis, and data harvesting. Doesn't that make you just sleep well at night? Nearby is the government's Underground Facility Analysis Center. It identifies overseas underground command centers associated with weapons of mass destruction and terrorist groups and advises the military on how to destroy them. Friendly bunch of fellows, aren't they? They probably enjoy Krispy Kreme donuts and Starbucks coffee in-house. Clusters of top-secret work exist throughout the country, but the Washington region is the capital of top-secret America. Right? Washington District of Criminals, a foreign country, foreign to all of our states. About half of the post 9/11 enterprise is anchored in an arc stretching from Leesburg south to Quantico, back north through Washington, and curving northeast into Linthicum, just north of the Baltimore-Washington International Marshall Airport. I'd like to have that written on your business card. Many buildings sit within off-limits government compounds or military base. What, compounds? Compounds? I thought that was reserved to David Koresh. Others occupy business parks or are intermingled with neighborhoods, schools, and shopping centers and go non-noticed by most people who live or play nearby. Wouldn't you like to have a secret or top secret intelligence bunker somewhere in your neighborhood? Maybe you'll have to worry about Muslim terrorists creeping in to try and blow up your neighborhood. Many of the newest buildings are not just utilitarian offices, but also edifices, quote, on the order of the pyramids, close quote. In the words of one senior military intelligence officer, on the order of the pyramids. Not far from the Dulles Toll Road, the CIA has expanded into two buildings that will increase the agency's office space by one-third. To the south, Springfield is becoming home to the new $1.8 billion National Geospatial Intelligence Agency headquarters, which will be the fourth largest federal building in the area and home to 8,500 employees. Economic stimulus money is paying hundreds of millions of dollars for this kind of federal construction across the region. As I switch into basic English, so that you all understand this, even if you're living in Dubai.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again right here on our Tuesday, July the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Joined as we are here in our second hour, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audience. Is looking at a Washington Post article here called Top Secret America, rather very lengthy article, and I'm confident that it'll be on a television near you soon, as it's made into a full-length feature documentary. This article is quite revealing. You've got to understand that this is basically public notice. It's to answer all of the questions, no doubt, that the NSA and other people have had to deal with as to what the H is going on in this glass building near my home. Well, again, from the article, it's not only the number of buildings that suggest the size and the cost of the expansion, it's also what is inside. Banks of television monitors, escort-required badges, x-ray machines, and lockers to store cell phones and pagers, keypad door locks that open special rooms encased in metal or permanent drywall, impenetrable to eavesdropping tools and protected by alarms, and a security force capable of responding within 15 minutes. Every one of these buildings has at least one of these rooms known as a SCIF, for Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility. Some are as small as a closet. Others are four times the size of a football field. It's your tax dollars at work, folks. For those of you that don't know and haven't followed the 911, the enhanced 911 expansion all across America, these are these enhanced 911 telephone call processing bunkers in towns near you, in your town. Some of you have known about the Missouri Information Analysis Center and the rather negative words that were published by them. People know these as fusion centers. Many of you understand and know by now what National Incident Command System is. It's the NIMS Center, National Incident Management System, NIMS, NIMS. Yeah, police state. I'd have to say so. Some of these rooms are as big as a football field and bigger. Anyway, let's continue. SCIF has become a measure of status in top secret America, or at least in the Washington region of it. Quote, in D.C., everyone talks SCIF, 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 probably SCIC as well. Close quote, said Bruce Paguin, who moved to Florida from the Washington region several years ago to start a SCIF construction business. They've got the, well, I'll say it, they wrote it here, they've got the penis envy thing going. You can't be a big boy unless you're a three-letter agency and you have a big SCIF, close quote. SCIFs are not the only must-have items people pay attention to. Command centers, internal television networks, video walls, armored SUVs, and personal security guards have also become the bling of national security. You wonder why you get pulled out of your car and tased or shot in the back at a bus station. It's because this is what we're building in the background. People are getting degrees now, master's degrees and doctorate degrees in homeland security. Quote, you can't find a four-star general without a security detail, close quote, said one three-star general now posted in Washington after years abroad. Quote, fear has caused everyone to have stuff. Then comes, quote, if he has one, then I have to have one, close quote. It has become a status symbol, close quote. Among the most important people inside the SCIFs are the low-paid employees carrying their lunches to work to save money. They are the analysts, the 20 and 30-year-olds making $41,000 to $65,000 a year, whose job is at the core of everything top secret America tries to do. These are all the young people coming out of school today that are internet savvy, computing analysts and specialists. At its best, analysis melds cultural understanding with snippets of conversations, coded dialogues, anonymous tips, even scraps of trash, turning them into clues that lead to individuals and groups trying to harm the United States. Who's really harming the United States? SCIF? Or the Taliban? Or some towelhead or some dothead? Who really is harming the United States? Continuing from the article here, their work is greatly enhanced by computers that sort through and categorize data, but in the end, analysis requires human judgment. Uh-oh, we're in deep trouble now. And half the analysts are relatively inexperienced. Human judgment. Inexperienced. 20 to 30-year-olds making $41,000 to $65,000 a year doing analysis requiring human judgment. I wonder how many of them can spell. how many of them would be able to spell anti-disestablishmentarianism and then use it correctly in a sentence? Contract analysts are often straight out of college and trained at corporate headquarters. When hired, a typical analyst knows very little about the priority countries, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Probably couldn't find them on a map, much less the globe, and is not fluent in their languages. Still, the number of intelligence reports they produce on these key countries is overwhelming, say current and former intelligence officials who try to call them every day. Wonder how many of these are immigrants that are here in the United States getting education on visas. Curious. The ODNI doesn't know exactly how many reports are issued each year, but in the process of trying to find out, the chief of analysis discovered 60 classified analytic websites still in operation that were supposed to have been closed down for lack of usefulness. Quote, like a zombie, it keeps on living, close quote, is how one official describes the sites. Getting the idea, the magnitude here, this new industry that we've built in this country? The problem with many intelligence reports, and we all knew how accurate MAIC was, right? Anybody that has a Ron Paul sticker on their truck bumper would be a terrorist. Anybody that has ever read, oh, F.A. Hayek would be a terrorist. Anybody, well, we don't need to go there. Anybody that ever voted for Chuck Baldwin, a terrorist, right? These people are something subhuman, kind of like Neanderthals, actually. The problem with many intelligence reports, and some of them might even be Neanderthals if the work of Michael Bradley is correct. Anyway, the problem with many intelligence reports, say, officers who read them, is that they simply reslice the same facts already in circulation. It's kind of like the blogosphere. That's why I call it the Internet Regurgitorium. All of the same news articles just get rewritten 1,000 times and posted all day long, each and every day. And once they go away from the simple grain of truth that might have been in the first Reuters article, they just walk further and further into opinion and speculation. Quote, it's the soccer ball syndrome. Something happens and they want to rush to cover it, said Richard Immerman, who was the ODNT's Assistant Deputy Director of National Intelligence for Analytic Integrity and Standards until early 2009. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So this is an exceedingly lengthy article. You can find it on the internet this morning. It's http://projects.washingtonpost.com/top-secret-america-articles. You'll find it all right there. Certainly, any good browser search will bring it right up for you. Just to give you an idea of how low you are held in the eyes of these maniacs. I'll give you just a little bit out of a local newspaper. Now, they don't intend to say it this way. They're just telling information that's been given to them, and they're just posting. This is in regards to a health department, local health department, and they're talking about why people should rush out immediately and get their well water tested. Well, of course, you know, the idea is to meter every well and charge everyone for every drop of blue gold that they consume. And if they can get all of the people on city water so that they can take full advantage of the fluoride and the other admixtures, the better. You know, that's all the better. So here we go. When should I have my well tested for bacteria? The EPA, of course, does not monitor or treat private well water. So they spent a long time in this article developing fear. And now they're going to go into the FAQs, the frequently asked questions, all right? When should I have my well tested for bacteria? That's the first question. Here's the second one. What are coliform bacteria? Now listen. Coliforms are a group of bacteria found in the intestines of humans and other animals, period. What is E. coli? E. coli is a member of the coliform group of bacteria and is found only in the intestines of warm-blooded animals, including humans. When found in drinking water, E. coli indicates the water has been contaminated with human or animal waste. Now, there's a little cognitive dissonance for you. Several times in the article, they are calling animals humans or humans and other animals. And here now, they're drawing a distinction between human or animal waste. Just to give you an idea, you are an animal. And the whole idea of getting people to believe in evolution was to get you to believe that you're nothing more than just a natural brute beast, a base, dumb animal. Of course, if they can get you to believe in your animal nature, then they can move you away from your God-given unalienable rights. Rights, rights. Soon you'll know what it's like to have no rights. But of course, people don't bother to read, so that sort of stuff sometimes doesn't make it into wide circulation. Continuing the last paragraph that I'm going to read out of this article here, Top Secret America, the Washington Post, even the analysts at the National Counterterrorism Center, the NCTC, which is supposed to be where the most sensitive, most difficult to obtain nuggets of information are fused together, they get low marks from intelligence officials for not producing reports that are original or at least better than the reports already written by the CIA, FBI, National Security Agency, or the Defense Intelligence Agency. Can you say redundancy? Redundancy? Redundancy. Well, let's find out a little bit about the City of London. And we talk about it all the time, the City of London. a corporation. This is off the Wikipedia. I've got several little bits just to follow along here. But this City of London Corporation is rather interesting, especially when we reflect upon what we read yesterday in regards to corporate USA. The City of London Corporation, also known as the Corporation of London, is the municipal governing body of the City of London. Now, it's municipality, municipal government. This is the muni, all munis all over the United States, all around the world. It exercises control only over the city, the square mile, so-called, for its approximate area, the square mile. And how big is Washington, D.C.? Question for you all. All right. Only over the City of London Corporation. See, originally, I guess you would have to say that the federal government administered over the city, the 10 square miles, known as the District of Columbia, and none other. But again, the City of London Corporation is the municipal governing body of the City of London. It exercises control over the city and not over Greater London. Of course, you can go down and look at like Brasilia, and you'll find other places like St. Louis, Missouri, that are very unusual enclaves, very unusual constructs in law. They're on most continents. If you look for them, you'll find them. These are federal places, federal zones. It has three main aims. This is the City of London again. To promote the city as the world leading international financial and business center, C-E-N-T-R-E, which is important if you follow words and you read the articles and material that comes out of the United Nations and the Tavistock Institute. To provide legal governmental services, to provide local government services, and to provide a range of additional services for the benefit of London, comma, Londoners, and the nation. The City of London Corporation is formally named the Mayor and Commonalty and Citizens of the City of London. The City of London Corporation is formally named the Mayor and Commonalty and Citizens of the City of London. Something different between Commonalty, I guess, and Citizens. Thus, including the Lord Mayor, the Court of Aldermen, the Court of Common Council, and the Freemen and Livery of the City. Freemen, plural, Freemen. And livery of the city. It goes on. Local authority, the role. Local government legislation often makes special provision for the city to be treated as a London borough and for the common council to act as a local authority. The corporation does not have general authority over the Middle Temple and the Inner Temple, two of the lines of the inns of court adjoining the west of the city, which are historic extra-parochial areas. But many statutory functions of the corporation are extended into these areas. And anyone that has a jurisprudence made study of law has come across in their readings this idea of the Middle Temple and the Inner Temple and the Inns of Court. And, of course, if you want to find your bar association, this would be an ideal place to look. The City of London Corporation was not reformed by the Municipal Corporations Act of 1835. Now, see, we're coming right back into the world of John Stuart Mill, Jeremy Bentham, James Mill, and others. Reformed, the reformers, right? The reformers. The Reform Party, maybe? How about the Utilitarian Party? How about the philosophical radicals? The City of London Corporation was not reformed by the Municipal Corporations Act of 1835. And if you look at the United States as an example, the U.S., the USA, the government of the United States of America, and all the various trademarks that they've established, you would find that we would have perhaps the same sorts of legislation lurking in the background somewhere as you find in England. but they're setting up a very similar parallel system here. And this preceding ours. In 1801, the city had a population of about 130,000, but increasing development of the city as a central business district, how many people have heard that, central business district, led to this falling to below 5,000 after the Second World War. It has risen slightly to around 9,000, largely due to the development of the Barbican Estate. Barbican Estate. And again, like any Wikipedia article, this thing is chock-a-luck full of hot links, and you can go out and look at all of these various terms. Therefore, well, we'll pick up the therefores and the whereases right after this.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock, or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we take a little bit deeper look here at this very interesting article on Wikipedia in regards to the city of London. So much to understand about the world that we live in. And the influence of the Crown and Parliament assembled all these past years. I would point to coat of arms. Certainly take a very close look at this coat of arms. These are almost demons that are being depicted here. And is that the St. George's cross as well? Well, anyway, And then there's the coat of arms for London, which has the lion rampant with the crown and the unicorn. And God only knows what's on the unicorn's back. Very interesting stuff going on in all of that symbology as well. And then it goes on and it talks all about the parts and pieces and the parts and the pieces. But the Lord Mayor is rather interesting. So let's just jump over here and look at the Lord Mayor. And, of course, you'll find he has a coat of arms as well. The Lord Mayor of London. This article is about the post of Lord Mayor of the City of London for the elected Mayor of Greater London. See the Mayor of London. All right, so it's different. The Lord Mayor versus the Mayor of London. The Lord Mayor of London is a little bit different animal, even if we could say he was an animal. The Right Honorable Lord Mayor of London is the legal title for the mayor of and head of the City of London Corporation. The Lord Mayor of London is to be distinguished from the Mayor of London. And so you could say, and similarly, that Barry the Usurper, as unqualified as he is to serve as the President of the United States of America, as outlined in the Constitution, would certainly be qualified to be the Lord Mayor of the corporation. All right, it's kind of why I'm bringing this out to you. There's a lot of similarity here. The Lord Mayor of London is to be distinguished again from the Mayor of London. The former is an officer of the City of London, while the Mayor of London is the Mayor of Greater London, and as such, governs a much larger area. You have two parallel governments running, concurrently, with entirely different duties, responsibilities, etc., and the people be none the wiser, except those that have looked. In 2006, the Corporation of London, so we have the Corporation of the United States, the Corporation of the U.S., the Corporation of the USA, the Corporation of America. In 2006, the Corporation of London changed its name to the City of London Corporation. So they don't mind changing their names, and neither do we. At the same time, the title Lord Mayor of the City of London came into use partly to avoid confusion with the Mayor of London. However, the legal and commonly used title remains the Lord Mayor of London. So you can use one appellation in public and have another in secret. You can take one oath openly and have another in mental reservation. The Lord Mayor is elected each year at Michaelmas Common Hall. Now, if you go back and take a look at the significance of that, I would have to dig out one of my broadcasts that I have done in the past in regards to Christmas and Christmas and Michaelmas and Halloween and All Saints and All Souls Eve and all of those, because this all wraps up in here. The Lord Mayor is elected each year at Michaelmas or Common Hall and takes office on the Friday before the second Saturday in November. Takes office on the Friday before the second Saturday in November. Now, the current fellow is, let's see if I can find his name, Nick Ansby, since 2009. He was appointed, let's see, he has a term of 1 year. Oh, that's not where I'm going to find it. But for those of you who are not aware and haven't gone up and looked at the SPDR Gold Trust and their prospectus, I've been putting out for well over a year now, drawing to your attention the importance of a date mentioned in that prospectus, which is November the 11th of 2011, 11-11 of 11. And it is a kind of a terminus date for the SPDR Gold Trust. But you might find that this date, and I haven't done this on a calendar, it may be very close or it may be spot on, but we may find that the day that the Lord Mayor is elected in 2011 will be and takes office on the Friday before the second Saturday in November. All right? Certainly in the right ballpark. At the silent ceremony, the silent ceremony, on the day after taking office, the Lord Mayor's show is held. The Lord Mayor's show. The Lord Mayor, preceded by a procession, travels to the Royal Courts of Justice on the Strand, Westminster, to swear allegiance to the sovereign in the presence of the judge, judges of the high court swearing allegiance to the sovereign. That's sort of like Barry the Usurper and Jorge Bush before him and all of the presidents of the United States making their pilgrimage as they do to the Vatican and kneeling at the feet of the Pope and kissing his ring or his toe. That sort of stuff goes on, you know, in the background. I don't know what else they might do, but that's not my business. I'm sure they would take that up with the Black Pope. Anyway, continuing here, the Lord Mayor's main role is, as it has been for centuries, to represent, support, and promote the businesses and the people of the City of London. Today, these businesses are mainly in the financial sector, and the Lord Mayor is seen as the champion of the entire UK-based financial sector. So would that be something along the lines of a Bernard, you know, Shalom, Bernanke? I don't know. These guys. They even get that right. Benjamin. It's Benjamin, not Bernard. Benjamin, Shalom, Bernanke. Maybe something similar. All right. Maybe it would be something like a Timmy Geithner, the head of the Treasury, as opposed to the Treasurer of the United States. The Lord Mayor is the key spokesman for the local authority and also has important ceremonial and social responsibilities. He is apolitical, namely, he does not represent a political party. He does not represent a political party. All right. And this gives added credibility at home. Didn't Bernanke say they don't want to politicize the Federal Reserve System? They don't want to bring politics into this? After all, finance is far too intriguing. Let's not cloud it up with politics. And this gives added credibility at home and abroad while representing the financial sector. This also calls to memory the idea of having a monetary policy as established by the banking community and a fiscal policy is established by the Congress, or as we could say in England, the Crown and Parliament assembled. The Lord Mayor is also the Chancellor of the City University of London and is assisted in the daily operation of the city by the leading personnel for the City of London, whose titles are the Town Clerk, the Chief Executive, the Chamberlain, and the Remembrancer. The current Lord Mayor is Alderman Nick Anstey. And there's so much more. Goes on into the titles and so on. This is a very old office. This office was instituted in 1189. The first holder of the office was a Henry Fitz Alwyn de Londonstone. Londonstone, Blackstone, Blackwater, Black Group, Black Rock. Fitz Alwyn de Londonstone. That be the rock that the prophet laid his head on. The mayor of the City of London has been elected to the city rather than appointed by the sovereign, since a royal charter providing for the same was issued by King John in 1215. Right? Very interesting here. The title Lord Mayor came to be used after 1354, and then it continues more. You can read there. Very interesting down in here, however. If you look at the rights and privileges, the residence of the Lord Mayor is known as the Mansion House, so on and so forth. But they show here the Lord Mayor's collar of S's. They look just like dollar signs, by the way, for those of you that are not on the Internet, may have once been used as a symbol of the official office of the Lord Chancellor by Sir Thomas More. And, of course, for those of you who don't know Sir Thomas More, that goes right straight back to the Reformation. Sir Thomas More was a very close friend, if you will, or an acquaintance with many of the people that were involved in the Reformation. I'm jumping around trying to think of his name. I'll get it in a moment. But in addition to that, then Albrecht Dürer did a portrait of Thomas More, which is the one that's being shown right here on this website, as well as Desiderius Erasmus. That was the man that I was trying to get. In my opinion, Desiderius Erasmus, internationally in his time, held much a similar position as Heinrich Kissinger does today. And that Sir Thomas More might be on the order of a Zbigniew Brzezinski of their time. Thomas More came up with the first utopia. In fact, that was his idea for the book, Utopia. He coined the phrase. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And as we slide into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, if any of you were trying to call in, I apologize. I've been concentrating on the looking at the chat room rather than the telephone box. But if you'd like to call in the last segment of the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do that. I've got the phone board up in front of me so that I can see your call when it comes in, if it comes in. Now, again, back to the City of London and taking a look at this idea of the Lord Mayor. We're starting to fill in some of the blanks that we opened up yesterday. As to this idea of the United States as a corporation, and we can find our twin, actually our predecessor, the founders in England, almost always. Anyway, here this Lord Mayor is a guy named Nick Anstey, and he was born Nicholas John Anstey. He was born on the 27th of May, spring child, in 1958. And he's the son of a wing commander, Peter Anstey and Anne Prince. But this wing commander here, now this would be World War II wing commander. And this Nick Anstey and I are very very close in age. I'm older than he is, but you know, as he's just a young man. But his father served in the Second World War, no doubt, as well. Continuing here, he attended Stamford School in Lincolnshire. And then he went to INSEAD, I-N-S-E-A-D, in Fontainebleau. Now, the way I like to do this is I follow these links around when I'm in doing this research. And so we come up then with NSEED. And again, this is right off of the Wikipedia stuff. So it's not like we're having to go to any arcane books to pick up the threads. NSEED originally was the Institute European, the Administration of the Affairs, European Institute of Business Administration. It is a multi-campus international graduate business school and research institution. Now, I shared with you months ago, another similar one of these internationalist, globalist colleges for developing international leaders when BP first came down the pipe, because we found one of British Petroleum, I believe it was, or was perhaps Nalco, one of their executives on their corporate boards who was a graduate of this particular college in Arizona. But INSEED is much the same. Listen, this is how it goes. It has campuses in Europe, which is in France, Asia, which is Singapore, the Middle East, which is Abu Dhabi, and they don't say it here, but which is also in Israel, Abu Dhabi in Israel, as well as a research center, in Israel, and an office in the United States in New York. The school offers a full-time Master's of Business Administration program, a Ph.D. in Management program, and several executive education programs, including an executive MBA. So if you're working for one of these big corporations, they would perhaps send you to one of these international globalist training centers, and you could get your executive MBA as well, so that you become a more rounded international traveler, fellow traveler. A pioneer of the concept of international business education, see how close that is to international business machines, a pioneer of the concept of international business education, INSEED is a widely recognized among the world's top-tier business schools as one of the most innovative and influential. Now, don't think that you're going to just run out and open your checkbook and get a school loan to attend INSEED. Not going to happen. No, 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 no. The school's main differentiation lays in its class diversity, the quality of the education, and the strength and the spread of the alumni network. If you're thinking that this is one of those places on earth where you're going to be deliberately dumbed down, guess again. Again, continuing here, the business, it is consistently ranked in the top echelons of business schools worldwide and is one of the most selective, period. It is one of the most selective. You don't tell me they would discriminate. Oh, they would be discriminative. Maybe they would discriminate between students. Maybe they would have an entrance examination. Maybe they would be the most selective. Perhaps they wouldn't just let any old Tom, Dick, or Harry come to school there. That's the way it goes. Positioned as the, quote-unquote, the business school for the world, INSEED competes for students with Harvard, the London Business School, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Stanford, and Wharton Colleges. Forbes ranked the INSEED MBA the number one-year MBA program in the world. In the 2010 Financial Times Global MBA ranking, INSEED was ranked number five with Stanford Graduate School of Business. QS Top MBA, which ranks schools according to their regions, placed INSEED number one in both Europe and Asia Pacific. Business Week ranked it number three among international MBA programs. So the Lord Mayor, Mr. Anstey here, is well educated. He's gone to the finishing stool for the global East. INSEED MBA students have a chance to study in three continents through a strategic alliance with the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania and the One School, Two Campus Structure. One School, Two Campus Structure. You enroll in one school, but you can work on two campuses, apparently, jumping back and forth across date lines and from one continent to another. He, of course, went to the Fontainebleau or whatever it is school in France. Continuing, dropping down just a little bit more, what is their mission? INSEED's mission is to promote a learning environment that brings together people, cultures, and ideas from around the world to promote management education, to develop leaders and entrepreneurs who create value for their organizations and their communities, and to expand the frontiers of academic thought and influence business practice through research. Right? Influence business practice through research. And so really, no matter where you go, whether it's Abu Dhabi or Israel or any of the other campuses at Wharton or otherwise, you're going to be influenced. You're going to influence, they're going to influence business practice through research. And so this is why internationally things like sustainability, sustainable development, smart growth, new urbanism. This is why no matter where you go on the planet, at the upper echelons of business and management, and on all of the websites that we visited during this entire BP Macondo well catastrophe, as Rob Chatter coined it aptly, no matter where you go, you always find the same threads and memes being advanced by these people as we move further and further into the new communitarian global world order and further away from individuality, self-determination, and freedom. This is not being done by accident. It's done by design. Campuses, INSEAD has three campuses. The original campus, the Europe campus, is located in Fontainebleau near Paris, France, adjacent to the second largest forest in metropolitan France. I don't know what they do in the forest there. Maybe something that's similar to what they would do out in California in the Redwoods there. Anywho, INSEAD's second campus, Asia campus, is in the Buona Vista district of the city-state. Notice a city-state. A city-state very much the same as St. Louis, very much the same as Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, very much the same as the City of London, the city-state of Singapore. The third and the newest campus, the Middle East campus, is located in Abu Dhabi and currently serves only as a campus for open enrollment executive education programs. The MBA program is taught on both European and Asian campuses, with most participants spending part of their curriculum on both campuses. INSEAD characterizes itself as neither French nor Singaporean nor Emirati, but as a global school. Instead, INSEAD has a North American office in New York City and a research center in Israel. Very interesting stuff. At least I found it so. I hope you did too. We live in interesting times, to say the least. Every time I think I know something, I discover how little I know. I can't imagine anything more humbling than to go to the Library of Congress and go inside the building and look at the vast amount of information housed there and compare it with my paltry a little bit of information that I have between my own ears. But at the same time, I have to remember the admonition in the Bible about ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Once you get the thread, once you gain an understanding of what it is that's necessary and needful at this time, we don't want to develop the paralysis of analysis that'll bog us down. Knowledge is power, but truly it is powerful only when it's combined with action. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You must do something with that which you know. And I think at this particular juncture, coming as we are into the midterm elections, taking full advantage of all of these various gatherings with the political parties, this would be a very good time to proselytize for truth and freedom in a town near you. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.